Lynn Boylan, I think you wanted to comment on views expressed to Europarl Radio by Brian Hayes that there needs to be a reality check from those coming from the left perspective, from his point of view, about really the problems in Ireland. Brian Hayes says they were very much caused by previous government's problems, rise in public sector pay, and that, in his view, the opinions by Front National, Sinn Féin, and others like UKIP out here that it was Europe's problems are incorrect.
Well, I think Brian is just being nonsensical at this point. He's clearly lost the run of himself altogether since he moved out to Brussels. He was losing touch with reality when he was a minister, but now he's clearly just doesn't know what's happening on the ground in Ireland. Sinn Féin as a party have always challenged the politics of Fianna Fáil. We argued back in 2007, we were the ones flagging up that this couldn't continue, this continued growth and reliance on the housing market. We criticised Fine Gael on their auction-style politics coming up to that election, and now we're continuing to criticise Fine Gael, who are just implementing the austerity programme that Fianna Fáil brought in after the crash. But what we won't do is absolve the European Commission and the ECB from their role in both creating the bubble by reducing the interest rates and flooding the market with cheap money, but also the fact that they're the ones who are now insisting that the burden be heaped on those least able to pay. And we're not going to apologise to anybody for making those comments in Europe, like we won't apologise for the comments in the Dáil. And I think for Brian Hayes to try and somehow even equate the hundreds of thousands of people who are on the streets fighting against austerity with the water charges and that as being somehow racist or anti-European, you know, I think it's just very ignorant of him to say that. Clearly people are hurting, and maybe Brian should spend a bit more time in Dublin meeting with those people who are really suffering under the Fine Gael government.
But it is the case that very often Europe, as if it's this, you know, other continent out there, and the EU, these, you know, many people see them as the invisible suits out in Brussels, that they're the ones responsible for all of the austerity measures and the hardships that people are suffering at home, and that there's no sense that previous governments or the likes of Sinn Féin or whoever else might in some way or another have played a role in the hardships that people are suffering from.
Well, the problem is a cozy consensus between the likes of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the big parties within the European Union. And it's the cozy consensus that engaged in the economic policy that created the bubble. And it's that same cozy consensus that is now insisting that those who least can afford to pay are carrying the burden of bankers and bondholders. And it was for us as a party, we won't apologise for objecting to that. We need a break in the cozy consensus. And I think the Irish people are intelligent enough to realise that they want, and certainly the mandate we got from them, they want someone to be seen to be standing up and challenging things on a daily basis and not just, you know, getting the pat on the head, which I think Brian Hayes just loves to be the best boy in the class.
But Brian Hayes would equally argue, as do many other people, that Sinn Féin's policies aren't realistic and that it's all very well for you in opposition to be coming out and, you know, to be blaming the government and to be putting the blame on either EU, the Troika, the IMF or whoever else. And you're doing it from the opposition benches, that if you were given the chance actually to go into government, you'd make a mess of things because your economics and your politics don't make any sense to an awful lot of people.
Well, we would argue we were the only ones who were calling it right back in the height of the bubble. We were the ones saying you cannot continue with this, you cannot continue to inflate a housing market and rely on such an unstable form of tax revenue. Every year we put forward costed budget proposals which show that there is a fairer way to do business. The Fine Gael government won't even consider costing a wealth tax, and I suppose that's very disappointing for us because Labour were in favour of it before they went into government, but they won't even consider costing that and seeing what revenue could be raised by putting 1% on those with the most money. We've 90,000 extra millionaires in Ireland since the crash. There are people out there with plenty of money that can certainly pay more of a fair share. I don't think that's fantasy economics. I think what people of Ireland want is fairness and equality.